Carmen Q is here with us now, and then Carmen is going to introduce our next guest. How about that?
Yeah, so our next guest is Jessica Kleinschmidt. She's been on the show once before, and she is fantastic. She writes for MLB's Cut 4, and she has her own show called Infinite Jess, and it talks all about these quirky things in baseball, like bullpen cards and everything. She's fantastic. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. What an intro. Carmen, thank you so much. I'm like blushing over here.
Oh,
my gosh. I'm obsessed with you. This is perfect.
How's everything going?
Good. Trying to keep cool. It's really hot here in Nevada. So trying to do the best I can to not die, you know, just living.
Should be pretty simple. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about some of the stuff you've been doing. One of the things that I'm most interested in is the gifts, that article that you posted. You picked a gift for every starter in the All-Star game.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the players that you had an easy time finding gifts for and what you chose.
This, believe it or not, took me a very long time. We kind of kept changing our mind with it. At first, we wanted to make it like more laid back and funny gifts or gifs. I feel like every time I say gif, I get corrected. If I say gif, I get corrected. I don't know. But every time I would pick one, we wanted to do something laid back at first, and then we changed it to a highlight. So, and that was mainly, honestly, with Mike Trout, because Mike Trout isn't the type of guy to be on the field, to do a lot of quirky things. He kind of, you know, just goes out and plays the game. So, but when it came to highlights, I couldn't find just one. Mike Trout was really difficult because I had to choose my favorite highlight for him. Obviously, Jose Altuve was easy to find. But beyond that, I think it wasn't really, I think Markakis was really difficult to find. I feel like he was kind of a late bloomer, if you will. But the rest were pretty easy once we discovered that let's keep it towards highlights as opposed to them doing more of the Cut 4-y type of stuff, which I'm glad, because we want to showcase why these guys got on that, you know, roster. So that was, it was so much fun to write, but it definitely took a lot of different turns. So I'm glad we stuck to the highlights.
Jessica Kleinschmidt joins us from MLB Cut 4. Jessica, were you happy with the results of the final vote? I feel like that kind of stuff is right up the alley of MLB Cut 4. It's teams making quirky videos. It's trying to rally fans around like one guy. And then you get the combination of teams like the Giants joined with the Seattle Mariners to try to send Segura and belt the ballot. Are you on board with who it was that got picked?
For the most part, yeah. I think every year you're going to be somewhat disappointed. And then when they go towards the fan voting, I feel like it's kind of weird. Like you sometimes, you know, you go to Twitter to kind of get more votes, which I think is awkward to an extent. It's just hard to find a balance between making sure the right guys got on the roster but still having fan participation, because sometimes you just have the person pressing submit because they think, you know, they like the way that Chris Bryant did his hair that day or something like that, you know. So it's a little bit different. But for the most part, I'm happy with it. But I do like, you know, the competitions afterwards. I'm a huge Bachelorette fan, brand new to the, the weird thing. So for them to have to bring Becca to come out to the Twins and kind of help with Rosario and everything was really fun for me to watch. And it was cute because you saw Becca come out and she didn't even need to be introduced to half of the players. She's from Minnesota. And so when she saw everybody there, she's like, I don't need an introduction. I know who you are. So it was kind of fun in that aspect. So the stuff like that makes me happy because it extends more of the competition, but it's fun. And you mentioned the Seattle Mariners and the Giants had, you know, teamed up together to make it more fun in that aspect. And that's the stuff you kind of live for, because at the end of the day, it's an exhibition game. You don't want to get too crazy with it. You want to make sure these guys don't get hurt playing and everything like that. So I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, and I wanted to know, did you watch the Ballot Brothers that the Giants did?
I did not, know.
Oh, it was
great. I watched the video. Yes, I did. And what'd I think they mean? Couldn't have picked two more important people to play that role. I think that was just beautifully done. I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I honestly thought like the Miz came out for it. Looked like they legitimately were on their way to like WrestleMania. It was great.
I mean, Derek Holland brought his own baby oil from home.
That's going full bore. Like if you're gonna go into it, go 100%. Because that's the thing about like if you're gonna sing in public or do something outrageous in public, if you go 80%, people can smell that. Then they bite all
that's
over
true.
It. But if you go 100% with the baby oil on the chest and let's be like make no qualms about it. Like Derek Holland is not the most chiseled guy. He's not the most fit giant, probably, but he went
100%. Me neither. Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. He had somebody draw abs on him. I mean, you know, fake it till you make it. That's what I always say.
I appreciate that. Well, and then and the thing that I was a little upset about, they didn't ask Brandon Crawford how he keeps his hair wet, which is like the thing that I found out this year. And it's no different. If you're a WWE wrestler and you don't have baby oil on you, you're not going to win anything. That's just the rules.
So tell us about Brandon Crawford's hair then. How does he keep it wet? Because I get this question all the time, and I'm like, I'm not his personal stylist. I don't know what's going on there.
I actually tweeted his wife. That's how much this thing bothered me. It's a specific type. It's a specific type of gel. It's called like Johnny G's or something. She's like, actually, it's not wet 24/7, which kind of ruined my childhood fantasy of thinking that maybe Triple H's hair was always wet, but actually, maybe it could be gel. And he just has this gel that he uses, and it's the same type of stuff he's been using forever. It made me so happy. And she's like, yeah, no problem. It's just this Johnny G's type of gel, and it obviously seems to be working for him. Because, you know what, he has to deal with all the types of elements, and it hangs out. So it does its job very well.
Steve Nash, too, a guy whose hair was always wet. Always looked like he had just dunked his head in a tub before he went out to play basketball.
I believe you. I don't do the basketball thing,
yeah,
but I believe you.
Jessica, Marty here. What are you going to be doing over the All-Star break? Are you in Washington at all?
I'm not going to be at the game, I'm not actually scheduled to cover the All-Star game itself, but I'm lucky enough to be covering the Home Run Derby, which is my favorite thing, because I think the low-key fan who's not as Nicholas Sparks romantic like me will watch the Home Run Derby, because people love watching other guys, you know, exhaust themselves and hit balls over the fence. And I love it because you still get the fun, quirky stuff. So I'm so excited to get to cover the Home Run Derby again this year. I covered it last year remotely, not actually there, but it was just fun. And, you know, we got to see Aaron Judge, you know, just become the Aaron Judge that we were excited to see. So I'm excited for a whole new roster of guys to watch. Like, I really am excited to see what Max Muncy can do and Bryce Harper. I've been covering a lot of his cleats, and I can't wait to actually see him wear these cleats that I've been shoving out to the social media world. And I really love the Home Run Derby. It's a little bit of everything, and I love watching the guys with their kids on the field and taking photos, and, you know, maybe Kenley Jansen will bring out his camera and help out again, and just stuff like that. I just absolutely live for it.
Boy, I love having Jessica on. Really, it's such a great part of baseball. Jessica, where do people find your work? Because your work is outstanding. What's the best way to find it?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. That made me smile so big. You can find all of my stuff. I put everything out on Twitter, at KleinschmidtJD, and then everything's on Cut 4. Infinite Jest comes out every other week, and this week should be pretty crazy with the All-Star break. I still don't know what we're going to do, but keep your eye out for that. But that's where you can find all of my fabulous work.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Infinite Jest, and, you know, I'm so glad MLB gave you your own show. I saw you covered the bullpen carts, and I want to hear more about that, because I want a bullpen. I know we don't have a bullpen out here. I still want it. I don't care. Just drive people around.
You could use it for anything. I always picture, like, the girls from Mean Girls just, you know, walking around like, get in, loser, we're going shopping, or get in, loser, we're going to the mound. But it's cool because I talked to a lot of the players about it, and at first it was kind of awkward and weird, but then they embraced it. And, you know, there's certain players that I totally support that they say that running out to the mound is part of their warm-up. Like, Jared Hughes is huge about that, and he loves it. And if you watch him come out of the bullpen, the guy sprints. He doesn't even jog. He sprints, and that's part of his warm-up. But it was cool to know the history of the bullpen cart, and there's still more questions about it because there's a lot of, you know, patches that we don't know about, which makes it kind of more sexy and mysterious, and we don't really know where it came out of, and we got to see the different forms it took. And, you know, Michael Clare, who I work with, really dug deep, but he called the Hall of Fame themselves, and they were like, I don't even know, man. Like, we're still figuring out things. And I think that's what made it so interesting. And, you know, I talked to Jamal Collier of the Nationals, because when they used it, Sean Doolittle used it, and a couple of other pitchers used it, they swept a series. And we made a joke that, well, that's why they won it, is because they did that. And then Fernando Rodney just chilling out there writing it. And it was cool to bring a fun, more, you know, historical piece of baseball back. But at the same time, I'm liking that the guys are embracing it as well. It was such an important piece of the pop culture of baseball. And I think that's what baseball's craving so much. So I'm glad I kind of got to highlight that a little bit.
I think I remember it. I think they brought out like a Lincoln Mercury or something. I mean, it was like an actual car.
They have actual cars, and they have like scooters and all kinds of stuff. So who knows? But maybe they'll have like a blimp next time. You never know.
Okay, boy, great to have you on. Go ahead.
She's Jessica Kleinschmidt, MLB Cut 4. You can find her also on Twitter. It's at KleinschmidtJD, right, Jessica?
Yes.
All right, at KleinschmidtJD on Twitter. Thanks, Jessica, for talking with us today.
Thank you. guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Enjoy the All-Star break.
Thanks.
All right.